What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, today I'm going to do another highlight of an AI tool that I actually discovered during a recent episode where we covered Hugging Face, it's called. It's the AI collaboration platform or the GitHub of AI, really. And I took us through some of several of the tools actually that were available on their Spaces feature, which are essentially tools that other people, as I understand, have developed on the platform and are sharing for testing and for use and for improvement. And I stumbled across one in the other episode, if you might recall, the other day, called the AI Comic Factory. And I said that I would probably have to do an episode based on that. You may be able to tell again from the office here. That I'm not a fan of comics. So what I've done today is I've gone through and I've tested the tool out a little bit and created a little bit of a comic strip that we will take a peek at here in a moment when I share my screen. And then I think what we'll also do is try and make some adjustments to the comic, to the strip with the tool, some improvements maybe, and see what capabilities are available in a little bit of a live demo for you guys. So I am going to go ahead and share my screen. Just a moment. Okay. And for anybody who's not watching at home, I'll take you through step by step of the interface here really quick. There is an option here to select the style of your comic book. They have things like Japanese, Franco-Belgian, American Modern, American 1950, Flying Saucer, Humanoid, 3D render, medieval, vintage, photo, not all these things are included in this style panel. So quite a few actually that you can select from. You can also select the grid layout that you want for your panels or your page in your comic book or comic strip. And there's a few different options here you can select as well. There's an option for caption, which I believe you can caption the images with your description of what you'd like to say, what you typed in the panel here. We'll get to that. There's a beta switch as well, and I'm not entirely sure what the beta switch is controlling. I'll probably have to do a little bit of a deeper dive on that. And then next to those, there is an input box for the story, as they call it. And the example they give here is story, e.g. Detective Dog. So Detective Dog is the story that they using as an example. What I did for our little story prompt here is the story of Digital Pop, the code name of a futuristic navigator of the marketing realm. And I also said that the character should be male. And in the second input box here is for the style, and they have Rain and Sheba as examples. I'm not entirely sure what they mean there, but I went ahead and put like Mega Man and anime. And Mega Man, which if you're not a gamer like me, is basically it's like a futuristic sci-fi video game featuring a bionic boy, I guess you could call him. And anime, I am a fan of anime, so I included that animation style or drawing style as well. So that's basically the input I gave it, and I asked it to go ahead and generate a little four-panel page here. And I have to say, it did a pretty good job, pretty dang good job, I have to admit, for as little input as I gave it. Definitely check out the video to get a look at the comic book panel here. It's like a futuristic car with some speech bubbles around it saying marketing is the key to unlock any door and I'm the code that opens it. We have our futuristic navigator figure who very much looks like Mega Man or in the style of Mega Man. So also very much like our little Digital Pop mascot. So they very much nailed the Mega Man anime side of the prompt, that's for sure. The next panel gets a little strange with our thought bubbles or our text speech bubbles saying at first, some normal robotic things for a marketing robot, I guess, like scan data, deciphering, target found, infiltration complete. But then it goes off the rails a little bit and says, total system Ehrenberg, or some made up word or word in a different language that I'm not entirely sure what it means, but still close. And now I think for a little bit of a live demo, I'm just going to try and make some adjustments and edits to our prompts and see if we can improve our comic strip a little bit, see how the tool does. And if we're not able to, I think at the very least, this is good inspiration for prompting in general and maybe a more capable GPT or working with Claude or some more creative image gen type GPTs to create similarly themed marketing campaign if you're looking for like to do a marketing comic or something. But let's see. Well, let's see what we can do here with the tool. And we're just going to do a couple things. One moment. Okay, hopping back in here. So what I did is I went ahead and added to the end of our prompt. I said, show the navigator helping customers and fighting off bad marketing practices. And I also set the settings for general options for the expected number of pages so we could get a couple more pages out of our story here. So let's see what it did with our input. We're going to go ahead and hit go. And it's generating a new story. We'll see how long it takes here. You might be able to watch along with me, or I might have to cut ahead for all of your benefit, which I am, of course, happy to do. And I have to say, I like this page a little bit better. Let's see. So the first panel is our unsuper armored AI navigator saying, "Don't worry, citizen, you found Digital Pop. Let me help you make the right click." So I don't know if that makes sense quite contextually, but hey, I kind of like it as like a call to action on a website. Let me help you make the right click. Digital Pop helps a confused consumer overcome the online advertising maze. Okay, I see. And then we see our digital navigator get suited up in our Mega Man outfit, which again, very on point here. Really do love it. And then in the next panel, we say ad overload, eh? Don't you just hate it? And Digital Pop analyzes the chaotic ad landscape and aims to filter the wheat from the chaff. Okay, so I'm liking it. I'm liking it. We have another panel here that showcases some crazy AI mashup of our Navigator, Mega Man, and toothpaste, Japanese toothpaste, maybe. It does have a speech bubble saying, boosting the right product to your doorstep is our core mission, buddy. And then let's add page two. Let's see what it does with the next page of our story here. So again, I'm going to cut away while it generates. And just for laughs here, and just out of curiosity, I'm going to see what our second page looks like. Okay, and we are back, and it has added. There's not a whole lot of consistency with our characters across the panels, I do have to say, but I'm still liking the writing, to be honest. You'll have to check out the video, everybody, because there's just a ton of panels in here. I'm not going to read through them and waste all of your time. But essentially, this guy's enemy is this deluge of marketing ads and garbage ads, which is very, again, topical and appropriate. We were just talking about our responsibility as marketers to direct the direction of AI generated content, and so this is they're very appropriate. Might have to explore the comic of the AI marketing navigator a little bit further. Let me know what comics you would make for your marketing efforts and how you would tell your business's story in the comic format. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. And I mentioned in an episode a couple days ago, cut here. And I mentioned in an episode a couple days ago that we have an audio improvement on the way with a new mic. So, and that should be here in the next episode tomorrow. So check out tomorrow's episode. If it's not there tomorrow, I sincerely apologize. I was wrong about the delivery time, but it will be here soon. Stick with me, people, and I hope that the audio experience hasn't been too torturous so far. So anyway, until next time, as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.